Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the key. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the key.
Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change. Hang me to the key. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. And today, we have another exciting topic saying, is it any sick among you? Just think about everywhere you look today, there is sickness all around you. But before we get into our show, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come asking you to give us divine healing in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, emotion, and physical being, dear Heavenly Father, in your according with your divine plan, not ours, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for wholeness, newness of life today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we ask you to give us, each and every person that will listen to this broadcast today, total healing in their body, manifestation of every miracle that they need in their life today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, we're talking about, if you think about, we're about 6 or 7 days from Christmas, which is on the 25th of December. And I know a lot of you all, if you're yourself listening, is not going through something, sickness in your body. This time of the year, colds, flus, and so many things crop up in our life naturally. Not supernaturally, but naturally. So today, I thought I would talk on, is any sick? And we're going to break it down today for you. How many of you all have infirmities in your body that you seem that you cannot be healed? Sickness is rampant throughout the world right now. Remedies, how many of you all run straight to the pharmacy, straight to one of those medical books to see what can you take? What remedy can you take for the sickness that you have? Diet. 3/4 of the American people today are on some type of diet, trying to wall off getting sick, trying not to have a heart problem or stroke or high blood pressure. Just think about that. Is any sick? Supplement. How many vitamins are you actually taking today, supplementing in your body to keep from getting any kind of ailment, any kind of sickness? Don't talk about surgeries. How many of you all have had unneedless surgeries already? How many of you are getting ready to have surgeries in the near future? We're still talking about, is any sick among us? Ailments. How many of you all really got up this morning ailing from one thing to another, whether either earache, toothache, foot aching, headache, some kind of ailment? Healer. How many of you all are actually going to the main soap for the healer? Physician? That's another stir. How many of you all today are running to the physician to tell them I have this, I have that, and then recovery? When you went to all this here, you've taken your supplements, you've been on your diet, you've taken your remnants, and you've been to the physician. Now it's time for recovery. But let's boil down to it. When did you do what the Word of God say in James 5 and 14? Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let him pray over him, anointing him or her with oil in the name of the Lord. All these things I named for you earlier on my tag. You try all of those things before you go to the main source, which is Jesus Christ, and to the elders of the church. How many of you all really know your elders at your church? How many of you all really can go to the elders of the church? That's what the word said, that they may pray over you. You know, healthcare, with healthcare going on right now, everybody is trying to beat the deadlines of getting insurance that didn't have insurance before that need insurance. But when did you actually go to the Lord Savior Jesus Christ? When did you actually go to the great physician, which Luke was the great physician in the Word of God. But if we follow the instruction what the Word of God say, if we eat the things the Word of God say, we won't be on so many diets, we won't have so many surgeries, we won't have so many ailments, we want to be taking so many supplements, and we sure wouldn't be having all the infirmities that our body is dealing with right now. You know, when you think about all the things that we put in our body in the course of a day, we're eating junk food, we're eating fast food, we're eating too much dessert, we're eating too much fried food. When you think about it, your body can't help but have an ailment. Your body can't help but where you need surgery. Or you have some type of sickness, things that you never realized. You know, we're supposed to eat more vegetables, more fruits, more nuts. But how many of us really here in America actually following that program that God have given us in the Word of God? You know, the Bible reading in James 5 said that the sick should call for the elders of the church. They are to pray over him or her and anoint him or her with oil and ask him to Lord to hear, not them, they per se, but ask him to Lord to come in and heal. He is the healer, you all. We're going to have to go back to our roots. The way things are going right now, we're going to have to do what God have called for us to do. We're going to have to just sit down and take notice of the things God would have us to do. Excuse me a moment. Praise God, praise God. We're just giving God the praise and the victory today for what he's doing and what he's going to do. And for us to get our body, our mind, you know, just not your body. You know, if you're not putting the right food and the right thing in your body, you can't function. You can't think. You're wondering why you're having headaches. You're wondering why you're having a stroke or why you're having indigestion. Heartburn is on the counter. The food that we're putting inside of our body is in its seat. You know a lot of people that are sick today, and they run to the doctor. God have given us the basic things in his word for us to go by, for us to eat, how to eat, how we are to take care of ourselves. And, you know, I'm just asking you to just pick up your Bible and look, because God gave us healing scriptures. And one of them is found in Colossians 1, 21 and 22. And the word of God says, Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over you or me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. And when I went over to Corinthians 6 and 19, still talking about, is it any sick? The word of God say, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I make a demand on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secrete the proper amount of insulin for life and health. You know, we won't have to have medicine for dialysis, for diabetes. You know, when you think about, I even think about when all of us have to start going to the dentist. Sure, we're getting older. Our body is breaking down. But just think about all the harmful food that we've been putting and digesting in our mouth that we're chewing, causing us to have to go to the dentist. That's part of your body. Is it any sick among us? You know, first thing we do, we start looking for a remedy with a toothache. We're looking for some supplement, some teas, herbal teas. You know, our body is constantly and our mind is constantly. And, you know, sometimes you know, we are not functioning with our mind and our brain, right, because we have allowed our mind and our brain to absorb so much unnecessary detox material in our body that we can't help but be sick. You know, another scripture I found in the Word of God from Genesis 1:28-31, it was saying, every organ and tissue of my body function in the perfection that God created to function. I forbid my any malfunction in my body in Jesus' name. You know, we have to speak to this body, speak to this mind. Even those that's having heart problems, start speaking to that heart. My heartbeat is normal. Even when they told me my heart was beating, it's been beating so slow, I had to tell myself, Sadie, your heart is beating normally. My heart beats with the rhythm of life, carrying the life of God throughout my body, restoring life and health abundantly. You find that in John 17:23, and you can go over to Ephesians 2:22. Today we're talking about, is it in the sick? You know, people nowadays don't readily go to the elders of the church or to the pastor, but the Bible did say elders. They'll run to the physician first. They'll run to supplements, to different diets. They'll run for people that say they are healer, and you don't see no results. You don't see no manifestation whatsoever in it. And when you think about it, wait a minute, let me go back to my roots, to the Word of God. And the Bible said they are to pray over you and anoint you with oil. It's in the obedience, if you do what God said do, that you can be healed. You know, in all our prayers for healing, we must submit our will to God. We do claim his promise and pray with faith in the power of God to heal even so-called incurable disease. Have you ever heard of so many diseases upon the land incurable? We had never heard till later years about lupus, about all forms of cancer. Don't you know it's stemming from something they're researching and researching? And I go right back to, is it in his sick? When was the last time that you saw a miracle performed before your very eyes on someone that was healed through the power of God? Not medication, not the physician, not remedies, not supplement, not surgery, but through the power of God. I would like to know how many of you all have been here out in computer land, radio land, that have been touched by God and have been healed. You are walking testimony because you are doing the things that the Word of God say in James 5:14 say. You know, we do claim his promise and pray with faith in the power of God to heal even so-called incurable diseases. You know, as we pray and commit ourselves unto God's hand, we can have rest. Our desire is to glorify God in health, in sickness, or in death. You know, think about that. Just your health. And, you know, I have a question. Why do we get sick? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked. You know, our bodies now disappoint us, but when they are raised, they will be full of glory. They are weak now, but when they are raised, they will be full of power. You know, our physical bodies are victim to physical ailments, but our souls are also victim to spiritual ailments. God can heal either or both. If you want them both healed in your life, God is the one for your spiritual ailment as well as your physical ailment. Just think about it. You want God to heal you. You don't want all this supplementary going in your body, all these diets, all these remedies, running from doctor to doctor. And I go right back. Is it any sick among you? Start trying some of these things that I bring to you on the show every week. Go to your elders that you know have been touched by God. Start calling in with miracles after miracles on how you've been healed through the word of God. We have a lot of supplements. We have healing teas that we have with Kingdom Health Healing Herb. That's a good tea. It will, if you don't believe me, write us. Try it. You will find out it is good for everything that ever touched your body. If you continue on drinking it, you don't need no additive in it. And when you find out, cleaning out your system, we have a detox tea also. I call it a Roto-Rooter. And once you get that, it cleans your upper and your lower GI. You don't have to go. And it's herbs from the Bible. It's not going to get nothing off the store shelf that you got to mix up and hope and pray it work. Is it any sick among you today? I thought this was a good topic to bring because there's so many people in the world today sick. And around holiday time, Christmas time, the year coming to a close, it's so many people in and out of the hospital trying to find out what is wrong with them. They have positions that where they've given up. They don't even know what to call whatever you got. You know, you have to have a recovery period. You have so many ailments. You have unneeded surgeries. You're on so many diets. You're on the cabbage diet. You're on a grapefruit diet. You're on a herbal diet. You're on no meat diet. You're on vegetable diet. You're on nut diet. You know, when you think about it, God put everything in the word of God, the nut, the fruit, the vegetable. And if we would eat it in quantities like we're supposed to, where we have the proper digested in our system, you'll be surprised how well you will be. You know, I thought about it. What should we do when we or our loved ones become sick? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked. First, we ought to pray and ask God for healing, for discernment to do what is best. If you have any discernment, if you're praying, fast, turn that page down some. Go into a fast. God will show exactly what's going on, what you need to do, and how you need to do it. You know, how many of you that have children come home with a stomach ache or toothache or headache? They're either not getting enough rest, they're not eating the proper nutrition, or you have them on medication and they're on so much medication the doctor don't know which one is really working and which one not. And then when you pick up your paper, you see that very medicine you've been taking, it got a side effect. So don't you want to go back to the Bible way? We're living in the last, in the evil days, that we need to know what the Bible says. Not we as individuals saying and doing, but what do the Bible say about a lot of these things that we are doing, a lot of these things that we are putting in our body that's harming us? The Lord even gave me a recipe for making a salve. I call it a salve because I said, well, God, what's the best name? Miracle Salve. So until he give me another name, it helps your hair grow. Anything that you break out for, if you have anything broken out in your scalp, it will heal it. Your feet. I mean, it's used for so many reasons. But we're going back to the Bible. Using the things that he listed in the Old Testament that we can have and use. You can find 3-4 for the things that's in there. If you just take your time, look, write your list down, put them together. Start seeing. You remember when we was coming up, our parents didn't run to the doctor for every little thing. If you had a bee sting, what they had? They had tobacco or one of these other things that they used to put on it. And the next morning, you fine, you ready to go back to school. If you stepped on a nail, a lot of you that's older, you know your parents didn't run straight to the doctor with you, trying to tell about what gangrene is set in and all this stuff. They went right there in the backyard or the side of the house, got one of them leaves, one of them herbal stuff, boiled the tea, had you to drink it, tied you up, put some fat meat on it. I'm just teasing y'all. And, you know, some different thing that pulled that stuff up out of your foot or your arm or your leg. A couple of days you was together, did it, nobody never knew that nothing had happened to you. You see what I'm saying? Going back to your roots is any sick. You know you sick,
You know you can't get a prayer through. Go to the elders, the evangelist, the missionary that you know can get a prayer through. And let them touch and hear you with awe. It's not in them, but it's in the faith that they have in Jesus Christ that will heal the sick. You hear miracles after miracles of people being healed in the world today. You know, when you are affected by a health problem, let God show his great strength to you. His power is greatest in our weakness. You know, I went to 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10, and I give just a little synopsis of it. You know, so I was given a thorn in my flesh. Three different times, I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time, he said, my power works best in your weakness. You know, when I read that, I say, my. You know, when we are weak, God's power and strength can be more easily seen in us. When we think we are self-sufficient, God will not exercise his greatness in us. We have to come to God like a child. We don't always want to know so much. Keep that alligator closed. Start listening to what the Holy Ghost is telling you. Start doing the things that the Holy Ghost is saying, meditating on the word, taking your problems. I can understand taking your burdens to the Lord and leaving them there. Because, you know, we got to take them to the Lord. We just can't pick them up on our own without taking them to the Lord. Well, I'm going to take a little pause right here, and I'm going to play a song for us. And we're going to need a lot of you all that's sick right now, that's on your bed of affliction. I'm going to dedicate this song to you by Dottie Peeps. Oh, Lord, stop by here.
We need a word from the Lord. There is no
the Lord. We do need the Lord to stop by here or stop by your place of residence. You know, as I was going through this topic for today, I was thinking, why does God always heal people? We're talking about, is it any sick? You know, in 2 Corinthians 12:8-9, briefly, the power works best in your weakness, meaning God's power is magnified through our weakness and infirmity. You know, I had infirmities earlier I was telling you about. If we allow him to work within us. And you know, how do I deal with it when I'm not healed? You know what? I'm glad you asked that question. And if any of my guests would like to come on and share something or experience on any sick among us that can be healed, or if they have any miracles that have happened in their life, healing miracles, please do come on and share with the audience on doing it the way God say do it. You know, in 2 Corinthians 12:2, says, I know it is all for Christ's good. I am quite content with my weakness. You know, we can look forward to having God's power work through us in a special way. You know, when God works through the weak, it is obvious that what occurs had to happen because of him, thus showing the world his love and power. You know, God heals the brokenhearted, and God will heal us and restore us. No matter what sickness you may have, it could be a sickness, a physical sickness. He will heal you. You know, when you think about sickness, it's sin. You know, sin is a term of illness, and God is the great physician. The wages of sin is death, the word of God says, but the gift, the great gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And you know, you are beyond the help of any medicine. Sometimes the doctors say there's nothing else they can do. No kind of more treatment, no remedies, no diet, no supplement, no surgeries. But you can call on the name of Jesus. You can call on the grace position, which is Jesus Christ. You can call for the elders of the church that you know can get the prayer through, can break a mixture. That's what you need. You know, health is well-being, physical, mentally, emotional, moral, spiritually, physically sick, while mentally, emotional, morally, socially, and spiritual well. Or we can have health and sickness in other combination. You know, when you think about tragic strikes, when different things happen, sometimes emotional sickness or spiritual sickness induce physical sickness. Or something, we are so physically ill that it takes us down emotionally and spiritually. You know, at the headwaters of all health is spiritual health. Being fit spiritually in tune with the Lord God himself. You know, still talking about, is it any sick among us? If any of my guests would like to come on and say something, be free. Feel free to hit 1 on your keypad and I will bring you in. Excuse me. You know, why should we not reject a friend who is sick? You know somebody that's sick, whether it's a friend, it's a coworker, a family member, a grandson, granddaughter, mother, father, any or uncle. The word of God says in Galatians 4:13-14, even though my sickness was reported to you, you did not reject me and turned me away. But here, sickness in a friend or loved one may be unpleasant. But there is no reason to reject anyone. Because you have to put them in the nursing home, don't reject them. Don't forget them. Don't just leave them there hanging. It's easy to stay away from older family members with that when their health fails. Don't do it, you all. If you have a mother and father and an auntie and uncle, try to do much as you can to help them where they won't have to go to a facility. But if you have to put them in a facility, make sure you go by and check on them every day if they're in the same town as much as possible. Don't just leave them stick out like Chuck. Just don't throw them away. It says, the word of God says, is it any sick among you? Let him call for the elder. That means you can call for the elder of the church to come there and pray for your mother, pray for your uncle, pray for your siblings, your children. That's what the word of God says. That's what we ought to do. But how many of us are actually doing that? Soon as we get sick, we run into the doctor. Are we trying to check our diet? Or we need a whole bunch of supplements to get by? But when you think about it, how many of you all are actually doing what the word says? Eating the proper foods, the nutrition that your body needs. If so many are overweight, undernourished, because we fail to keep ourselves in check the way we should. So when these things come upon us, sin and just bad management of eating the wrong things come upon us, we need to go to God. We need to get it right. You know, and as I was talking about a friend, if a friend gets sick, don't reject that friend just because they're down and out. They need you now more than ever for support. You know, sickness in a friend or a loved one may be unpleasant, but there is no reason to reject anyone. It's easy to stay away from family members when their health fails. We should treat others even when they are sick or enough they were up for God. My. When we think about that, when we are affected with the health problem, see, before it was down the street with somebody else, but today it come knocking on your door. How are you going to handle it? What are you going to do? What are you going to take? Are you going to run down to the doctor the first thing? Are you going to go to the elder of the church the second thing? Or are you going to stay at home and try to mind taking care of yourself, taking this and taking that has side effects to it? You know, sin is a terrible illness. God is the great physician. You are beyond the help of any medicine. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of life is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So today, that's what we are talking about. Is it any sick among us today? Well, we're going to play another song. Let's see which one we're going to play today. He is wonderful. So let's play Hezekiah Walker. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're back with our topic. Is it any sick among you? You know, Jesus took out my infirmities and bore my sickness just like he did with you all. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, brings healing to every fiber of my being. Speaking my words is manifesting in my body, causing growth to disappear. Those that have arthritis is a thing of the past. I make a demand on my bones and joints to function properly in Jesus' name. You got to speak to that body. When that ailment come in or that sickness and you're trying to think of a remedy or infirmity, that's coming from straight from the pits of hell. Because, you know, God didn't put sickness upon us. That y'all, now, you all that went to Sunday school, went to Bible, BTU, went to prayer service, or even listened to the pastor sing. Sickness did not come from God. We all know that. And you know, when I was talking about diet, you know, exercise is good for us physically and spiritually. You know, physical exercise has some value. But spiritual exercise is much more important, for it is promised a reward in both this life and the next. You know, we can have the physical exercise in the natural, and in the supernatural, we can have the spiritual exercise as well. You know, as our body needs exercise to keep physical fit, so our souls need exercise, practicing being a better Christian to keep fit spiritually. You know, I'm just thinking about where we get and what happened in the midst of difficult things in our life. When we come down sick, we sick, the whole family gets sick. Mama sick, grandma sick. But you know, we got to come through and break them generational curses. Because sometimes they say, well, you know, my mother had heart problem, my daddy had heart problem, my mama had gout, my cousin had gout. No, don't take up all them things because somebody else say they got that. Mm-mm. Rebuke that stuff. Leave that stuff in at the pits of hell. Don't even bring it upon yourself. You need all those habits broken of you. You don't need to carry around somebody else's baggage. Don't you know, as we was coming up, you know, people want to give it that. Just raise up the top of that trash can and put all them bad habits. Say, okay, infirmities, you going. I'm putting you in this trash can. Sickness, you leaving. I'm throwing you in the sea of forgetfulness. Remedies, a cabinet full of all this and all that. You don't know which one really helping you because you got six or seven you're taking where it's contracting, messing up something else in your system. You see what I'm saying? Is it any sicker, mama? That's why we have some infirmities and ailments, because you're taking so many different things that you know not working, but you're taking another one on top of that one to try to see will it work. But when we go to Jesus, our great physician, the healer, we will be healed. And today's topic is it any sick? And I add among you, because you know we have a lot of sickness going on right now from James 5 and 14. And the word of God said, not me, but the word of God said, if there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil, whether it's a woman, a man, a boy, or a girl. And if you don't have a church or body of Christ that you're in, I know you know some elders, and you have the power to anoint your own body and speak healing to your body. Don't you know God gave you that power? Without any power or manifestation, how you help, you know, you hope to get well. We got to have that power, that tenacity, that we want to do what thus said the Lord. If I have any guests that's on the line, would like to speak or say something, just hit one on your keypad, and I'll bring you in. And for those that may
need to call somebody, give them the guest call-in number, which is area code 646-716-4389. And we're talking about, is it any sick among you today with different infirmities in their bodies, remedies that they're taking, sickness, you know, diet, supplement, recover, healer. You know, God is the healer. He's the great physician. When have you ever been to a hospital where so many people sick? And if you're not careful, if you don't have discernment or you don't have no power when you go in there rebuking them demons, don't you know all that stuff going to fall on you? And then the next thing you know, you down with the coop or you got this and that. Well, where did I get this from? That's the first thing you'd be saying. But you went in unprotected. You didn't cover yourself with the blood of Jesus, with the word of God. You didn't anoint yourself. So what? How you think you're going to come out and sin, that three-letter word, sin, S-I-N. My. You know, we just have to be so careful, so careful. So today's program was on, is it any sick among us? And you know, we can go to our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. We can ask him for everything we need. And he's no shorter than his word. He will heal you. You know, even in the word of God. And I'm reminded in Luke 8:42, his only child was dying, a little girl, 12 years old. And Mark, a man with the lepers, came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. We long to be healed from sickness and disease. In Isaiah 61:1, it says, he has sent me. He has sent me. He has sent Satan to comfort the brokenhearted. And our brokenhearted needs healing and restoration. Could be your heart. It could be your mind, emotional, spiritually. It just don't mean you just may be in the bed for years and years. No. You can just be broke down mentally, spiritually, that you need healing. Hallelujah. You know, we need to be healed from the pain of betrayal. It's so many things we need to be healed from, ladies and gentlemen, that's listening to this broadcast today. My. And you know, in the word of God, he was saying in 2 Kings, the 20th chapter and the 7th verse, he said, make an ointment from figs and spread it over the bar. What I did, I made an ointment and I called it a salve. And I sprayed it over everything that had appeared, that shouldn't have been appeared. And this it did in Hezekiah recover. When you think about, when you go to the word of God and read of the men and women of God that did what God said in the Old Testament as well as the New, that you found that you could be healed of the very thing that the doctor said he could not find a cure for, you could be healed. So today, I want you all to just think about that. I want to be healed from my head to my toe, whether it's a physical, mentally, spiritual healing. You need to be healed today. And so today, that is the broadcast for today, that we want everything to be well with your soul. And I'll play that by Cheryl Frazier. It is Well With My Soul.
When peace like a river attends my way, when
Praise the Lord. I hope you enjoyed the show for today. Do stay tuned, because next week we'll have another good broadcast on Christmas Day. So stay tuned for a good show for next week on Christmas Day, next Wednesday. And until then, y'all have a happy, happy holiday. From Joy and Peace, overseer Sadie Elliott. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.